Directions. You will now read a short passage, then listen to a lecture on the same topic. You will then be asked a question about the passages. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare your response and 60 seconds to speak. Now read a passage from a business textbook. You have 45 seconds to read the passage below. You may begin reading now. Now listen to a lecture about this topic in a marketing class.
So, whenever I think about this concept, I am immediately reminded of my grandfather's shoe factory back in my hometown. While my grandfather's company made quality custom shoes, he struggled for most of his life to make it a success. However, when my father graduated from college, he went into the family business and joined my grandfather in the shoe factory. He noticed that other companies would often use scarcity marketing in their advertisements. For example, he would see expressions like limited time offer on these products, and one day, he decided to use a similar tactic to sell shoes from the factory. Apparently, my grandfather wasn't sure at first, but eventually, my father wore him down and he took over the shoe company's marketing department. The first new ad my father released simply said, "American-made boots, limited stock available." In the years prior, my grandfather sold less than 500 pairs of these boots every year. But thanks to my father's scarcity marketing approach, that one simple line, limited stock available, led to sales of over 50,000 shoes that year. After that, my father and grandfather continued with this advertising plan, and the company grew into an empire. That is the power of scarcity marketing.
Now, answer the question. Explain how the example from the lecture illustrates the concept of scarcity marketing. You have 30 seconds to prepare your response. You may begin preparing now. You now have 60 seconds to speak. You may begin speaking now.